The performers are, or were, in this smoky setting on this July evening. Archie Shepp on tenor sax and vocals, Horace Parlin on piano, and here and there throughout the evening, the bassist Vishnu Wood, who used to play with Randy Weston. If you have his African Cookbook CD, you know the work of Vishnu Wood. So we'll start with the trio, Archie, Horace, and Vishnu, and it just has that very old-fashioned, bluesy, relaxed sound. So imagine yourself in t-shirt and shorts with a glass of something cool, and under the table you're stomping at the Savoy.
Thank you.
And we talked about that and whether or not he felt in any way that he'd sort of shot himself in the foot by leaving the very lively and albeit competitive jazz scene in New York for Denmark.
I didn't feel in a way that I was doing that because at the time I moved to Denmark, there were many American musicians still living there. For example, Dexter Gordon, Ben Webster, the pianist Kenny Drew, and trumpeter Idris Suleiman, and Sahib Shahab, alto and baritone saxophonist. And shortly after I arrived, Ed Thigpen came, and he is still there, actually. We had a kind of a colony, and then there were other Americans living around in Europe, for example, Johnny Griffin and at that time he was living in Holland, actually, and trumpeter Benny Bailey in Germany, and there were, I didn't feel cut off, really, you know. Copenhagen and Denmark in general they've always had a kind of jazz history.
Have you ever been tempted to come back? I mean, I know there was a point where Dexter decided, okay, I think I can handle, and he told me actually when he came back that it was partly because Jimmy Carter had been elected and that he felt that signaled a real change, that now he could accept living in the United States.
No, I never really had that desire. I have built up a I built up a life there and a lifestyle which, for me, it suits my personality, if you want to use that term. Just the idea of going back into a world of what I call stress, or what the late Ernie Wilkins called the rat race, it never appealed to me. I'm very happy. I have a very good home life, and I'm doing things musically that in some ways I don't think I would have been able to do if I had been in New York, for example. So,
tell me about playing with Archie. You came over from Denmark just to do this gig, and you're going back. And the last time you were here was with Archie, too. What keeps it special?
Well, it keeps it special because we, in all the years that I've we've still managed to tour a lot together. Archie and I have almost every year the last, well, not now, but from 1987 up until about 94, 95, we were doing at least two, sometimes three tours a year, either in quartet or in duo, as we played last night. And this keeps the music fresh, and it keeps our relationship, you know, also fresh.
How about repertoire? Because that the two records I remember best were the blues album and the gospel album, or the spirituals album that the two of you had done. How do you keep the material side of things fresh? Do you just both bring tunes you want to do?
I find, actually, with all the material that I play, also standards, that as a jazz musician, it's improvised music. And the spirituals and the blues we play are also improvised, of course. And when you improvise, you always find new things, new approaches, new... Everything is, every time you play it, it's fresh, really. Yeah.
très bien. Harris Fallon au piano. Make me a pallet on the floor. Merci. Merci bien. Nous allons... C'est pas fini par Thelonious Monk.
There they go. Archie Shepp, tenor and vocals, Horace Parlan on piano, and here and there, Vishnu Wood on bass. We heard Round Midnight, so we just wound up with them, and before that, a tune that Rahsaan Roland Kirk loved to do called Make Me a Pallet on the Floor.